So, D, what's coming up in today's podcast?
Well, Chris, we're going to have a nice relaxed one this week, talking about some crazy, wacky, wild Reddit stories. And, of course, we're going to have our weekly roundup of the news, some Nick Cage for Caging the Beast, and a little bit of personal with the podcast. And I think we're concluding the Dirty Word Game of January.
We are. It's the final Dirty Word Game of January, possibly of the year. We'll see how it goes.
My God.
Okay. Let's get stuck into it then. Hello everybody and welcome to the Empty Promise Podcast. My name is Chris and today I am joined by my best friend in the whole wide world, Mr. James D. Downey.
Hello.
As we take you on episode 119 of the podcast, D, it's a privilege to have you here once again. I'm so delighted that we're able to do this through the medium of Zoom again. Your background, for those of you not watching the video version, your background, D, is just, your setup is fantastic. Go check it out, everyone.
Yes. I have moved into a new studio. It's all 100% real. Don't look too closely. Don't worry about it. It's all real. It's not fake.
It's so good. I'm incredibly jealous. What's the weather like with you?
Like, it's a strange one. It's kind of mild and it's dry and it's surprisingly not, like yesterday was like bitterly cold and wet and today is like not that at all.
I can tell you, D, that you are incredibly lucky because right now with us it is incredibly cold and wet and it's like sleeting and snow. I don't even know, it doesn't even know what it's doing out here at the minute. You know?
I was promised snow by Google, by the weather service on Google for like 3 days in a row now. I've been told snow is coming. Snow, not even sleet and snow, where you can kind of, you know, benefit of the doubt that they got it wrong. It's just rain. No, snow, definitively snow. Not a drop, not a single snowflake have I seen. And I am, well, I'm livid, frankly.
I hear there's snow for Tuesday, if that's any good.
No, Chris, it's not good because they say this, they can say it all they want and it never, ever happens. I haven't got a good snow day this year and that's upsetting me, as you can probably imagine.
Like this year, like being like the last 31 days? Or this year?
No, like this year is in like, when was the last time we got good snow? Like,
yeah, true.
It was last February anyway.
No, we had a good bit of snow here. Like, yeah, okay. Yeah. Well, that's it. These are the things you give up when you move to the city, D. You know?
I know.
These are the things you have to be willing to concede, you know?
I moved further north. If anything, I should be getting more snow, but you know what? You know what? It's fine. I'm not even that mad about it.
Anymore. I'm just disappointed. Just disappointed.
Just let down.
Well, it is bitterly cold, but I thank you for joining me on what, like we said, the last day of January. Have you got a mug handy? Have you got a tea mug? This is purely like. Do you want a cheers to the last day in January? Jeez. Finally saying goodbye to this.
I don't know what's happening. My mug. It's disappearing, but cheers.
It has been the longest January I can remember on record ever. Fact.
Yeah, it has been a long one. Yeah, it has.
It's been fucking brutally long. It's horrible. But yeah, the last day, it is January 31st. Do you have a list for me today?
Not on hand. It's...
Okay.
I moved... In the move, Chris, I've lost my list. Yes, you hit me up with the fuel calendar.
I got the Moan Fuels. Shout out the Moan Fuels sponsoring today's list.
I couldn't even see it, Chris, right? I couldn't see the calendar, but I knew it was either Moan Fuels or what's the other fuels one to do it.
Yeah. I know what you mean, yeah. These little like day-to-day calendars to give you a little quote and give you something, yeah. Here we go. 1607 we're going back to today. When the massive flooding in England destroyed around 200 square miles of coastline. That was actually on the 30th, so we missed that. So there you go. Once again.
On this day, pretty
empty
stuff.
Promise fashion. But the little quote or the little tidbit underneath is Sir Francis Drake took 3 years to circumnavigate the globe.
My God, there you go.
3 years.
Perfect.
Long time.
It's a long time. He was pillaging and looting on his way as well.
He was a
pirate of sorts.
Dee, before we get into this week's little game, before, you know, just to settle the nerves, you know, get all the energy out before we start. let's just say a big thank you to everybody who finds the podcast on a weekly basis. Everybody who finds the audio version. Remember that the video version is available over at youtube.com/emptypromisepodcast. You can take us with you on the go through any podcast hosting service. Find us on social media. Just search for the handle Empty Promise Podcast, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. There are three big ones. And you can also get in contact with us through our email with questions, queries, and comments that we read out on the show. And our email address is D.
It's emptypromisepodcast@gmail.com.
Beautiful, beautiful. With all the ads out of the road, D, I think it's about time we did some dirty word gaming. What do you think?
Yeah.
to finish off this month, we've done what, like three now?
Yeah, because we missed 1 week, unfortunately.
Yeah, that's right. Because we did dirty. Well, I'm just calling it dirty. It's like rude. Let's just say rude or dirty, whatever works for you. We did things. Then we did foods. And now today, D, we're gonna have places, place names.
Okay, cool.
So
I know,
you know
one already.
Yeah, I know what you're thinking. Is it in Ireland?
Yeah, in Donegal.
Is it Muff?
It's Muff, yes.
Yeah, I knew you were going with that one. Yeah, I actually had that one down. I did.
It's too easy. You know, it's too easy.
So you know the concept of this game, D. I am going to call out some place names. Some are real. Some may just be ones I make up off the top of my head. And I want you to tell me if you believe that they are, of course, real or not. And if you're watching the video version, I will have the pictures on screen as we read them out, just to show you that this is an actual thing. Let's start then, D. Is this a real place? Wanker's Corner, USA.
Oh, I think... No, I was debating now, but when you said USA, I think you might have given it away. That's a bit too specific,
really?
I think. I think so. Okay. I don't know. Maybe it's a double bluff, but I think that's the push that I needed, I think, to think that makes me think it's a real place. Okay. Wanker's Corner. And wanker's not
You're
a thing in America,
real?
Like, that they would use. They would you jerk off. That's what they would say.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Jerk off, okay. Corner.
Well, I can tell you, yes, Wanker's Corner is in Wilsonville, USA. I got to be careful with the way I word these, I think, going forward. I may not necessarily tell you where they may or may not be. I'll just tell you the place name. Keep you on your toes.
That's fair.
What about Shitsville?
Like, that's always a thing as well. Mm-hmm. It's gone to Shitsville. Shitsville, Ohio. Oh man,
he's up Shit's Creek without a paddle.
I think I'm gonna say it's true again. I think it's real.
Okay.
I
can tell you, D, that one I actually made up.
Ah, motherfucker!
I tell you why. Yeah. I have a real place called Shitterton, which is in Dorset, England. And I thought if I take the ton away and do Shitsville instead, I think I might confuse him a little bit. So I'm glad my bluff worked. Here's another one for you. Spunk Creek.
Again,
Spunk Creek.
Spunk in America isn't quite, you know, kids got spunk.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Kids got spunk, yeah.
Ah, yeah. Heck of a creek. Real Spunk Creek up there. Real nice.
Yeah.
You see?
Yeah.
That's the type of stuff I'm imagining. So, for that reason, that's my reasoning. And I think that's why it's probably a real place in America, again.
Spunk Creek is indeed a real place. It is in Minnesota, USA.
Oh, Minnesota, eh?
Mm-hmm. Minnesota, eh? Yes, indeed. Well done. Tell me if this place is real. Fucking...
I like it. It's simple. It's to the point.
It's exactly.
It's concise. It's real. It's real. It has to be real.
I just suddenly realized that we have to make this this episode a very strictly not for kids.
Yeah.
Probably wise.
I mean, that boat sailed a while ago.
A long,
You know, for the podcast in general, but yeah, specifically this one, mm-hmm. not suitable for kids.
Anyway, getting back to it. Fucking, what do you think?
Yeah, I think, I love it. I think it should, if it's not a real place, it should be a real place. But I'm going to assume that someone has already went there and made this place. So I guess it's true. It's real.
That one is real. Well done, Dee. And do you want to hazard a guess as to where that might be?
I'm thinking
I believe it may be pronounced Fooking.
Yeah. Oh, right. I was going to say France, but now I'm thinking Germany. Switzerland.
You were very, very close. Oh, there you go. It's Austria, man. Yeah, well done. It's a small village in Austria. They actually recently partitioned to rename their hometown Fugging, Fugging, but it was rejected as that name had already been taken. And a lot of tourists have actually been stealing the sign, Fucking Austria. And they've actually been filming themselves in the act of stealing the sign. And local residents have had fucking enough.
Fucking right they have.
What about this one? Tell me if this one is real. Fingering Ho.
Fingering Ho.
Fingering Ho. Jesus.
The fingering hoe just before fucking on the map.
Just if you've hit fucking, you've gone too far.
If you hit fucking, you've definitely went right through fingering hoe.
Fuck sakes.
That's a tough one. I don't, you know what, the reason I think that it might be real, I don't know, maybe you, I just don't think that you would come up with fuck fingering hoe. Like, I don't think that would be where your mind would go to make one up.
Okay.
Necessarily.
Yeah, okay. So where do you think my mind would go then?
I don't know, something more like we're getting Shitsville, a full evaluation or of my
psyche. Oh, okay, yeah.
Fannington.
Well, Fannington actually, it could be a place. But right now we're talking fingering hoe. What do we think? Real or not real?
I think it's too... Yeah, I think it's real. I think it's real.
Yeah. That one is real. And it's actually located in a picturesque and charming village in Essex, England. Would you believe?
That I don't know if it's necessary. Because it means... You know, in England, it means exactly what we're perceiving it to mean. So
yeah, exactly. I don't necessarily know if it's pronounced that way, but it definitely looks that way. The signpost is there. If you're watching the video version, there's the signpost. But there you go. I've got two more for you here, Dee. Dildo. Welcome to Dildo.
I think. See, that's where your mind would go, maybe.
Oh,
I'm gonna take a chance to say you made it up. Although I do think there's a place out there that I think there's a reasonable chance that there's a place out there called Dildo. But I think you made this one up in this case.
You think so? Yeah. I can tell you, Dee, that is in fact a real place. Located in Canada. Actually, where in Canada? I'm not too sure, but the sign is there. Dildo. On the left.
Dildo on the left. Yeah. This game has kind of devolved a bit for me into, you know, not so much is it a real place game, because part of me is like all of these could be real, but more of a is Chris trying to bluff me game.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I got one more for you. What about this? Glory Hole Recreation Area.
Yeah, I think, again, recreation area kind of adds to it.
Yeah.
It's too specific. Yeah. But Jesus Christ. Please don't be in like a... I don't know. Is it something where it's like they were intentionate to be like, you know, glory, you know, like God, glorious God, glory hole?
I wouldn't say so. It's not necessarily a place known for like glorifying God. But Glory Hole Recreation Area is in fact a real place in California, USA. New Malones Lake is the kind of area or the place it's surrounded by. But Glory Hole Recreation Area, very much a real place. Some of the shout outs, the ones that I didn't mention, were Tits in Germany, Wankum in Germany. We have Kinky University in Japan. Two Mile Bottom in England, Cock Foster's in London, and there was one more there I didn't quite call out. Iron Knob, Queensland, Australia.
There's a place called Peniston as well in England.
Mm. Peniston. There's a load of weird names for places, do you? Like, this is what I suddenly discovered when I was looking these up. I was like, why have they not changed it? There's a forest in England called Sandy Balls. what?
But like, it's kind of a thing where you're like, it's been named that for like hundreds and hundreds of years, so why should we change the name of it because recently people, you know, like have come up with slang words? It's different for things like Peniston, because penis has probably been a word for a very long time as well.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't know.
There's Bully Hole Bottom in Wales as well. You know, Bully. But there we go. That is. Thank you for playing along this week, D. And that finishes our Dirty Word game for this month, possibly the year. Who knows? We have another segment starting next week that we'll run throughout the course of February. Ooh. So look forward to that.
Exciting.
But yeah, I think it's about time, D, then we got stuck into some of the news of this week. And I'm just going to make a quick note that we're moving on to the news.
Heck
at 29
yeah.
minutes.
It's the news at 29 minutes. Instead of the news at 6.
Yeah. Yeah. We need a theme song for that. And if we could possibly always bring the news in after 30 minutes, that would be perfect. We could call it like 30 minute news.
That's all we need, is just us going.
Just like Caging the Beast is one of us making a wild animal noise.
Rawr.
Yeah, that's it. News, what have you got for me?
I'll kick off with this. This is kind of a callback to an older piece of news that we had. So, do you remember, I don't know if it was early last year or late last year, we had news about Subway in Ireland. Their bread technically isn't bread. It was decided by like a high court.
Yes, that's right, because there was too much like sugar or something in it?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so it was like, it wasn't considered like bread for tax reasons.
Yes.
Well,
that's so strange.
Things have went even further because
do tell.
I apologize for this in advance. This is from CBS News. There's something fishy about Subway's tuna salad sandwiches and wraps.
I love it.
According to a lawsuit filed against the fast food chain, those particular menu items don't happen to include any actual fish.
Jesus Christy. So what is it, tuna, like untuna or something?
I don't know. What Subway calls tuna is a mixture of various concoctions that do not constitute tuna, yet have been blended together by defendants to imitate the appearance of tuna, according to the complaint. So okay. I don't know if it's actually confirmed or whatever, but they have tested it, and like clearly there's enough. Clearly it's not definitely tuna, or else there wouldn't be a court case being raised against it.
This is crazy, though, man. Like, because this is world renowned sandwich shop. Like, this is what you do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and remember their slogan years ago used to be "Eat fresh," and then they got rid of that.
Uh-huh.
Well, this is why.
Probably because
this is why.
Yeah,
because you ain't eating fresh shit. You know. That's crazy.
Yeah,
man.
They have denied it. To be fair, they have denied it and just said it's false. But like, yeah, we'll have to wait and see. This is in America.
I know you can.
I know, like, they can be different in different countries. So,
I know you can use like jackfruit as like a tuna substitute. It's more of like a vegetarian vegan kind of alternative. And maybe mix it with spices or shit. It's cheap. It would probably be a lot cheaper, is what I'm saying, though. You know, so maybe
I'd say they're probably going for like mixed, like the leftovers on the killing floor of like a fish factory. That's probably the cheapest of the cheap.
That doesn't make me feel,
you know,
too great about tuna sandwiches. Like,
I think we'd be very optimistic if we were to say that they're using like a jackfruit substitute. I think it's more likely to be
yeah.
just yeah. bottom of the barrel, fucking whatever.
Mm. I mean, realistically, though, like, what chicken are they using? Like, if it's just tuna, like, we're talking about tuna here, but, like, what chicken are they using? What beef are they using? It's not beef. Like, it's not, like, shredded beef shit. That's not, Oh, well. It's tasty, nonetheless.
Just, you know? Just go in. If you go in with an open mind about what you're eating, then it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But if you think you're getting good quality ingredients, you're probably not. At any fast food chain, really, like, you know.
Yeah, that's very true. Except for McDonald's, which is 100% Irish grass-fed beef, apparently.
Yep, 100%.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, no. That's nice news to kick it off, D.
Thank you.
Thank you for that.
Have you got something for me?
I do. D, this is the 25th anniversary of Tomb Raider this year.
My God. Of the original.
Did you see any of the announcements this week about Tomb Raider? No?
No?
Nothing. Wow. Okay, because it was trending on Twitter at one point. Okay. Tomb Raider is getting a Netflix anime series. Like Lara Croft is getting coming this year. This is the first part of their apparently chain of big announcements to celebrate 25 years of Lara Croft. Which is crazy. It's a Tomb Raider's Netflix animated series, which was announced Wednesday. But this is the big thing. Sorry, I kind of get ahead of myself. They are planning to use this anime series to merge the two separate Lara Croft timelines together to tie the stories together. So the reboot series that started in 2013, which seen Tomb Raider, where she crashes on the island. Mm-hmm. Then you had Rise of the Tomb Raider and then Shadow of the Tomb Raider. Mm-hmm. Apparently, the series is going to pick up after Shadow and fill in that gap right until we get to the 1996 original Tomb Raider game, where Lara is already an avid adventurer explorer. Yeah.
That is
it's
class.
Going to fill in the gap. It's super fucking cool. It's so cool. Like, I'm super excited for this, D. We envision a future of Tomb Raider unfolding after these established adventures. This was, the game director said this, referring to both the core design developed games and the Crystal Dynamics games that started in 2006. This is the thing, though. I've been doing a lot of, like, reading into this. Tomb Raider actually has three different timepieces, which is kind of what's getting on a lot of fans' nerves, because they have the original 1-5 games, so the PS1 games, which goes right up the Chronicles, and then they have the reboot series. But in between that, they also have the trilogy, which was like Legend, Anniversary, and Underworld. which was like its own. It happened in like its own timeline, and now everyone's submitting all these theories as to when these could have taken place. Because in Legend, Lara is like pretty young. And then Underworld, she's already a pretty big explorer, and there's a couple of little hints in it about her mother dying and stuff, and you find out stuff in it that you wouldn't necessarily know until like well into the Tomb Raider series. So how they're going to tie this all together with the Netflix anime, I'm not sure, but I'm really, really excited for it, really looking forward to it. And throughout this year now, I know on Tomb Raider's Twitter, I'm not sure if it's just an official Tomb Raider Twitter or what it is, and on their Instagram as well, they are doing each month is going to be dedicated to reliving a different Tomb Raider game right through for the remainder of this year. And starting tomorrow, which will be February when this goes live, Tomb Raider 1, they're going to start reliving like the music from it, some of the artwork, the original sources behind it. It's going to be so cool. It's a big, big year for Tomb Raider. Like,
yeah. Well, that's pretty cool. Yeah. You know what? I think... an anime series could be really good, because Tomb Raider never really found its footing in like live action movies. Like, I mean, the Angelina Jolie ones are pretty fun. Like, they're pretty fun.
Yeah.
But like, they're not kind of like, they don't really give you the same tone as the games. And then the Alicia Vikander one is not fun, and also does not give you the tone of the games.
Yeah.
So
That's it. Did you also... Yeah. Sorry, that was the other piece of news that came out, is that there's another Alicia Vikander movie Coming from Misha Green is going to direct it, the Lovecraft County's director, that'd be right. She's going to direct this new one, and Vikander's coming back, which I think Alicia Vikander makes the perfect Lara Croft from like the reboot trilogy, like young Lara. So again, I'm super excited for that. And Underworld, or the Tomb Raider movie that came out, was fantastic, apart from like the Scooby-Doo ending.
Just from the story they tried to tell was just like not good. I think a lot of people were like, because they changed director, because the guy who directed the first one, this isn't returning, and people were like complaining. Mm-hmm. They were like, oh, it's a shame we don't get to see his vision for, you know, the story. And I was like, this is really good news. Because he was not good.
No, he was not.
If you want to hear our opinion on that movie in particular, if you want to hear our like in-depth, detailed opinion on that
movie,
that's
right. We did a thing, didn't we? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Go listen to that.
Yeah.
We tried so hard to love that film, but we just didn't. Yeah.
That movie grossed like 280 or 90 million at the box office as well. That was huge, that movie. Yeah. Like, that was like to be like the big reboot. And yeah, we said with that movie that we could almost... This isn't a spoiler or anything, but we said we could recut that movie, taking out all of the father's pieces, and make a better movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Definitely. Like, he didn't have to be in it, and it would have been such a better movie. But anyway, this Misha Green has already said, she said something about enjoying, I think it was her, said something about enjoying Tomb Raider Legend, the style of Tomb Raider Legend, and the kind of supernatural flair that came with it. And she has already worked alongside Jordan Peele and J.J. Abrams. So I would expect the next Tomb Raider movie to be have like that hint of like supernatural feel to it. And the kind of stuff that we've seen in like Legend and Underworld in those games. Mm-hmm. And I'm just super excited, man. Anything Tomb Raider, I'm super excited.
That's great.
I also believe that we are going to get the original games remastered at some point. Although Crystal Dynamics have come out and said... they have no plans for a game in the near future. But I don't believe that. I don't believe that at all.
It doesn't have to be Crystal Dynamics, though. It could be Core.
That's it.
If they still exist in any way.
I don't know if Core still exists. That's it. I don't know if they do. But you have, like, Square Enix are on Tomb Raider now, aren't they? With Crystal Dynamics?
Yes. I don't know.
Yeah, Square Enix took over, like, the...
Still exist.
Oh, that's right. That's right, yeah. There's so many. It's changed hands a good few times, but man, I'm super excited. That Tomb Raider news just got me all riled up this weekend, man.
I've seen you were playing it as well, so.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can look forward to... I say you can look forward. You can... I don't even know what the correct phrase is. Yeah. Look forward to maybe a video or two coming soon of reliving Tomb Raider, the old Tomb Raider games 25 years on. With me. With Chris. But yeah, that's some of my news for this week, D.
In some decidedly not Tomb Raider related news, I have a story here about a British man who, in a drunken stupor, legally changed his name by Deadpool to, can you guess what, Chris? He changed his name to? He named it after a famous celebrity.
So this is a drunken Englishman changed his name legally to named after a celebrity. Is the celebrity also British? Is it Freddie Mercury? Oh, sorry. I jumped in there. Is it like Michael Jackson or something?
Nope, you're never gonna get it. It's just so
is it
bizarre.
Like Gandhi or some shit? Okay. Go on.
I wish.
Tell me.
He has legally changed his name to Celine Dion.
Okay, like,
my heart will go on. Celine Dion.
Like, why?
Like, I don't know.
Like a super fan? Is he like obsessed? Is that what this is?
Apparently he is obsessed. Although he does admit he was heavily intoxicated at the time. It was a Thomas Dodd was his name. I guess it's legally no longer his name. While watching one of the singer's concerts online or on YouTube, The Englishman drunkenly thought it would be a great idea to change his name to that of the Canadian Chanteuse? I don't know what that word is. As a result, he went online in order to have his name legally changed, electronically filing the paperwork and paying the fee. He completely forgot about it until a thick envelope arrived containing all the paperwork related to his new legal name. So he forgot that he'd done it, received a letter in the post with like a big contract saying, your name is now legally Celine Dion.
What is the... I know this is like a weird question. What is the fee you have to pay to legally change your name? Do you know?
It doesn't actually specify that, although I don't think it's super cheap. I think it's a couple hundred pounds.
Does it? Like, according... That's what I was thinking. Like, this isn't going to be cheap. Yeah.
No. I don't know. Yeah, I guess some people get drunk and spend money on, like, you know, stupid things that are stupid products that they get delivered. This is what he has to live with. According to the former Thomas Dodd, he nearly passed out in his kitchen when he opened the envelope and dimly remembered what he had done.
Yeah,
my initial concern was idiot, how on earth do I tell the HR department at work that I need to change my email footer?
I take it this guy isn't like married or anything.
I don't think so, no.
Because that would be something to explain to the wife.
Oh, like, hell. You just all have to change your name to Dion. Surnames.
They took her surname Dion. Yeah. He also
admitted to praying he doesn't get pulled over by the police for anything, because that could be a difficult one to explain. And he had to pay for 8 extra certificates to prove his name, which cost £10 each. So, aside from the fee,
80 quid.
He's paid £80 just to have like proof of his new name.
Tell me, is there any word of the original Celine Dion reaching out, like making a comment or anything on this?
Nothing on that. No, nothing on that.
Like, if you were a celebrity, would you be flattered or would you be a bit weirded out at that?
I think they probably get plenty of that, to be honest. I think they're probably kind of, all right.
Like, Celine Dion, that's not actually her real name, though, is it?
I couldn't tell you. Asked his opinion of what the real Dion would think. He figures that because she's a little bit loopy like me, she'll find it funny. Because apparently he knows Celine Dion pretty well.
Wow. Wow.
And Chris, this is the best part. He has also confirmed he has no intention of undoing the name change. He says, I have no desire to change it again. I'm 100% committed. That is, until the next time I have a bit too much to drink. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, and then he changed it to something else. I mean, that sounds like a decent disposable income he has, but Jesus.
Money to burn, that boy.
Wow.
Oh, that
Celine Dion, though.
I know. Like, come on.
Like, there's cooler celebrities. Like, if you had to change your name to a celebrity's name, who would you change it to?
I don't know. I wouldn't change it to a celebrity's name. I'd change it to something cool, like Max Power.
Or Jan Balsrud.
Oh,
call me Jan from Balsrud that one.
Would be good.
Yeah. Or Forrest Fan, you know.
Miriam Rodriguez. A true hero. That's someone worth changing your name to. Actually.
Yeah. Yeah.
You want to find out what we're talking about? Check out last week's podcast.
He changed it to like Mahatma Gandhi or something. Fuck's sake.
At least those people are deserving of it. Like Celine Dion.
Celine Dion went a bit crazy there with like weight loss and shit for a while. I remember that was in the news for a while. Like she looks poorly.
Can I be honest with you, Chris? I forgot, like, Celine Dion is not a person I would consider, like, a famous celebrity. This guy talked about, like, going to see her at concerts and stuff, and I was like, you know, in my head, she could have been dead. Like, that's how long ago I feel like she was relevant. Like, you know, she could have been, like, not dead of, like, an accident, like, dead of nearly old age. That's how, like, the last time I've heard her, like, mentioned.
Well, she's, like, she's, like, 65, isn't she?
She could be 40, Chris, and I couldn't tell you.
The last I heard of Celine Dion outside of like the whole weight thing was whenever she did the Deadpool 2 Ashes soundtrack with Ryan Reynolds.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, you know that like big dramatic opening, like James Bond-esque montage song thing they did at the start of Deadpool 2? That was her. That was like 2017? Yeah. And then? So that's a while ago.
I'm sure she's like fine and... I mean, apart from the weight thing, you've
mentioned... Alive and well.
Yeah, she's still, you know, pumping out songs and touring away to her heart's content, but
Because her heart will go on, Dee.
Because her heart
will go on.
I'll never stop beating.
Dee, what are we saying? If we had to change our name, we would clearly change it to Nicolas Cage.
Oh, that's true. You can go for Nicolas Cage, and I'll go for Nicolas Coppola or whatever it was, the original.
Yeah.
So just so there's no confusion, you know what I mean?
Nikki C, you can refer me. You can refer to me as. Speaking of the man, the myth, the legend, is it time we cage the beast?
Yeah, I think it is.
Roar! Okay, here we go. The
it's like
part
a
of the show
sick
where we
tiger.
It is, yeah. The part of the show where we discuss the man that is Nicolas Cage and everything he's been getting up to. I'm honestly shocked that every single week we have something to discuss about Nick Cage. Like, he's a gift that keeps on giving.
Exactly, yeah. He's always up to something. Or, as in the case of the piece of news I have this week, he was up to something quite a while ago, but this news has kind of just emerged.
Okay.
So,
tell me.
Nicolas Cage could have been, in some alternate universe, he could have been the Karate Kid.
Wow.
Yeah. You imagine
okay.
that?
Okay.
We know now.
No.
Listen, if you need to see Nick Cage do some martial arts, check out Jiu-Jitsu. Just came out.
Mm-hmm.
He is a jiu-jitsu master.
That's it.
It's got horrendously reviewed, so it's gonna be a good
Has
time.
It? Yeah.
Check that one out. Yeah, it's got like it's not been received by critics, Chris. But he did audition to be the Karate Kid, which obviously was
did not know
Ralph
that
Macchio.
Yeah.
Apparently, yeah.
Yeah.
This is coming from the lips, from the words, from the mouth of Ralph Macchio himself. He says that although he was pretty certain the producers wanted him for the role, because he didn't have enough star power, they also auditioned. Apparently, he says he saw Charlie Sheen on set, he saw Nick Cage, and he saw Robert Downey Jr. all come in to potentially replace him. So we could have had any of those three could have potentially been, you know, Karate Kid.
It's easy saying now that they picked the right one, but
yeah,
because, you know, hindsight and all that, but I just can't picture Nick Cage as like
wipe on
the Karate
off.
Kid.
No way.
No.
He would have had those cars buffed in about an hour, Chris. He wouldn't have been there all night.
Yeah.
He would have been like,
and then he'd be coming up
done. I'm out of here.
He'd come up with some kind of genius plan to steal them all in around an hour. In around a minute, sorry. In like 60
seconds,
some would say.
On the back
say.
Of the Declaration of Independence.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Exactly. My God. There's a couple of good movies in there.
I mean, maybe they could recreate it today with Nick Cage as the Karate Kid.
Mm-hmm. The guy looks good. Like, right now, he looks good. Like, in that series he has about swear words on Netflix, he looks good.
Mm-hmm. He does, yeah.
You know? He looks healthy.
He's a good-looking guy. What can we say? Chris, I'm going to completely mess the system up here. I've got a second piece of news, because I didn't really think that was news, because it was kind of just like a tidbit. It's a Nick Cage tidbit.
Okay. Yeah.
The news that we have this week is...
Go on, hit me.
Pretty exciting stuff. Marvel are reportedly desperate to get Nick Cage back as the Ghost Rider. I mean, when you think of great Nick Cage
right.
movies, you know, that rises straight to the top, the Ghost Rider, trilogy, duo.
You know, I've never actually watched them.
Neither have I.
I've seen clips, and it's more than enough.
Yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. I think that's a fair thing to say. This is actually what surprised me, though, right? Ghost Rider came out just before the original Iron Man came out. So they kind of kicked off at the same time.
Right, that shocked me. That news shocked me that I had to cough. Yeah, I thought... Like, to me, Iron Man is ancient. Like,
yeah, well, this so is...
I didn't know...
I thought Ghost Rider was even older than that, though, but...
I thought it was much later.
Out of those two, you know, one did a little bit better. The second Ghost Rider film came out the same year as the original Avengers film, so, you know.
Yeah, but to say that they're desperate to get him back, is that's a big thing to reprise that role. I clearly, they want to enter. Yeah.
Consider Marvel are so big now. Like, they're
just
massive now.
They're huge,
Apparently, Chris, they want to get him back to reprise his role as Blaze in the new Doctor Strange movie, Multiverse of Madness. So I think the whole thing is that
Multiverse of Madness sounds very childish to me.
Yeah, it's like Marvel have they've kind of. But this is my theory, right? Don't want to turn this into like a Marvel fandom podcast, but my theory is, you know the way Disney bought Fox?
Or do we? Yeah.
Well, didn't they? So they're going to try and merge all of the Fox Marvel characters into the Disney Marvel characters, because obviously X-Men exists in a separate universe. Ghost Rider exists in a separate universe. You know, Spider-Man used to be in a separate universe.
That's right.
So I think that's right. Why they're doing multiverse is so that they can say, we can bring Nick Cage as Ghost Rider into the Marvel
as
films.
As Blaze.
Exactly, yeah, without being like, kind of like, oh, what are they doing here? Same actor, different character, same character, what's going on? They'll just be like, yeah, this is a fucking multiverse. Yeah, this is, don't even worry about it. Just accept it.
Yeah, that makes sense, D.
Although, that's what I think they're doing.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Although, I take your point. Multiverse of Madness sounds like it's a bit... But then again, Spider-Verse sounded a bit weird as well. And it's like the best Spider-Man movie...
Spider-Verse sounds weird.
...ever made.
But like, I got it. Whereas like Multiverse of Madness sounds like a cheap fucking roller coaster at like a state fair or something.
You don't want to get on that roller coaster.
Step right up into the Multiverse of Madness. You know,
it's just like goggles that blur your vision. Whoa!
Yeah, that's exactly
this
it.
This is too much, man.
End up giving you fucking glaucoma or something.
But yeah, like that's it. And sure, what else is happening? Aren't they bringing like all the different Spider-Man back into the next Spider-Man film? You're gonna have Tobey Maguire.
Yeah,
and...
yeah.
So like,
that's pretty cool, though. I,
you know.
Yeah.
Sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was saying that's pretty cool. I'm just happy to see Tobey Maguire coming back. I haven't heard of Tobey Maguire in fucking years, D.
He's the same as Celine Dion. Like, he could be...
like, he could be dead.
What he's been doing.
Yeah.
He could be dead.
Yeah. That's cool. Thank you for a double piece of news. You hit me with a double whammy there today.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Well, I wanted to be unpredictable, like Nick Cage.
Like Nick Cage, yeah. Like Nicky C. I wonder if there's... I'm just looking at like the Funko Pop collection. I wonder if there's like either a Nick Cage one or a Ghost Rider one. I'm sure there is. I'd like to get that. I could get that for the studio. You know,
just a Nick Cage Funko Pop. We good?
Yeah, we've got an awesome Nick Cage poster or like signed commemorative poster. But we need more Nick. We can't have too much Nick. You know, but that reminds me. Like, we are now just 2 weeks away from Wally's Wonderland, which is set to be his Oscar-winning role, D.
I assume, yeah. Like,
like it's got to clean up, let's be real.
Yeah, exactly. It's got to be our generation's Schindler's List.
But isn't there a thing, like...
Potentially.
Like, it's not to be, like, related to, like, Five... Despite the fact it's, like, completely Five Nights at Freddy's, it's not to be... associated with Five Nights or something?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like, Five Nights at Freddy's is Lego. This is Mega Bloks.
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
You know, that's what it is.
Because like, could you call it that? So, what I'm trying to get across here is, can we call this a video game movie? No?
That's a fair point, actually. By sheer technicality, probably not. But in...
No.
Real, like, realistically, yeah. In, like, it's a...
Yeah, in my eyes, it's a video game movie, yeah. Until they actually come out with, like, a Five Nights movie that I can be like, okay, that's a Five Nights movie, which I would love to see, by the way. But, yeah, I would still call this a video game movie. It has potential. I mean, we know what video game movies are like, D. Let's be real.
Like, if you go in with low enough sort of expectations, they can be good. That's true. Mm-hmm.
I went into that Tomb Raider with pretty low expectations, and
I went in with high, and I got disappointed. But
no, I think I was the bar was slowly climbing, and then they hit us with that like final third, and it was like, okay, well, you know, yeah. Thanks for that again, or whatever. do you know the best part of that? I had great pick a mix that evening.
It was a good cinema going experience, minus
it was
the film part.
Yeah. I watched it recently, actually, either right before or right after Christmas it was on. And most of my family watched it, and they enjoyed it just for like the action-packed movie that it was. But in terms of like the story, I know my dad didn't really necessarily enjoy that aspect of it either. Yeah. It was kind of like, oh, okay. Ah, there you are.
It was anyway, too weird.
Let's get on with it then, Dee. That is the news of the week. If you're still tuned into us, thank you very, very much. I think it's time we get stuck into our main topic of the week, which is the Reddit's annals that we have dredged, that we have scoured over, that we have trawled the deepest, darkest corners of Reddit to bring you what are deemed the funniest Reddit stories, true stories from around the globe. I hope we don't cross lines in any of these, Dee.
Yeah, we might cross streams. Wouldn't be good.
No.
I don't Sword think we fighting. Will. I think Reddit is like an endless, timeless collection. So if we did, I think the chances are so slim. But perhaps we did, Chris. Perhaps we did.
Okay. So I only have a couple because I didn't want to keep this going on for too long. We're trying to keep this nice and short and sweet. But again, like we're always, every couple episodes, we like to dive back into Reddit because it's just nice and easy and, you know.
We're lazy.
But yeah, do you,
it's home of the empty promise.
That's exactly it. Do you want to go first this week or should I go first?
Sure, I'll proceed. Okay, I'm going to start this with a horror story, really. It's what it is, you know.
Okay.
It's Panic Room in the modern era. It's basically what this is.
You're joking.
No, I am. It's not. It's a lot more lighthearted than that, Chris. Here we go. Female, yeah. I presume this is telling this story. My friend Jenna moved into a nice new condo last month, and I finally got a chance to check it out for the first time today.
Okay, so a condo is basically, to us, it's like, is it like an apartment, a flat?
I haven't a clue, Chris. They keep talking about this in America, my condo.
I always hear condo.
If I go by the office and the office alone, it's like a terraced house. It's just like a house in a row of houses. Because that's what he has. And apparently that's a condo.
Yeah.
A condominium. Yeah. Haven't a clue.
I'm happy enough with that, yeah.
So it's in America. You probably gathered then. I arrived before she got home from work, but she told me to let myself in with the spare key under the potted plant, make myself comfortable, you know, relax, etc. So, that's what she did. She let herself in. I made myself a sandwich and I was meandering around eating and checking out her swanky new place when the front door opened and a really large, unfamiliar man with a duffel bag comes in. So a big, intimidating dude, and she says, I'm a 4'11" woman, so I'm immediately scared. He looked equally shocked to see me. When I see his duffel bag and I realize that I have surprised some piece of shit trying to burgle the place.
Oh, okay.
So she panics. Wow, yeah. And her instinct is to just throw her sandwich right out of his face to kind of distract him. And she legs into the bedroom, locks herself in.
Mm-hmm.
She's like shaking and he's up at the door, pounding on the door, yelling at her to get the fuck out. And she starts screaming back, telling him to get the fuck out. And then she says, I'm going to call the police. But she's bluffing because her phone is not on her. She doesn't have her phone on her. So she's like bluffing, saying she's going to call the police. But then he yells
basically
back,
she's just
saying,
waiting on her best friend. Wow.
Yeah, well, that's it. I don't know. She's panicking, heat of the moment type stuff, Chris. But as she's saying this, he's shouting back at her, telling her that he's going to call the police on her. And then she kind of takes a second and realizes that the room that she is in is definitely not a woman's room. It's a room of a male persuasion, she says. She asks him through the door, does she know Jenna? Does he know Jenna? And he says, yes, that's my next door neighbor. So,
Jesus Christ.
Jenna's next door neighbor keeps a keeps a key under the potted plant the exact same way. And somehow
she just let herself into this stranger's house.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. And made herself a sandwich, too.
Yeah, like, that's so fucking
weird. That's the best part.
But she was told to make herself at home. And she goes in, makes herself at home. And this guy just, like, drops in, like. But I'm thinking about this whole time, I'm thinking, what are the chances, like, right? So we're talking about condos. I'm guessing they're just, like, you know, a row of houses. They're all identical. So they go to an identical house, just a different number. The key is in the same place. And she lets herself in. And this guy happens to come home at the same time that she's there. I'm just like, what the hell? Like, but
that's mad. Wow.
She says, "This is a today I fucked up." She says, "Today I fucked up by wasting a sandwich."
Yeah.
Imagine being that guy though. Hey? Imagine coming in, seeing a stranger in your house, and then she just fires a sandwich.
Yeah, he's probably just coming in from work. Like, oh, that's so crazy. I know, yeah. Fires just a sandwich and runs and locks herself in your bedroom. You'd be like, what the fuck is going on here? What?
Probably think it's like a tweaker or something like that who's broken looking for drugs.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. That's a good one, D. That's a good one. Okay, I got one here. This is a really awkward story. Coming from username OJ's lawyer, and this is the story of being the world's greatest wingman. All right. So, my friend was sleeping over at my house. My parents and brothers were all sleeping upstairs while we were downstairs watching TV, playing video games, and shit. At around 1 a.m., he asks if this girl can come over. This is a girl he really wants to get with. And I don't want to turn him down, so I reluctantly agree on the condition that she's quiet. So the three of us are hanging out, and I make some excuse to leave the room so that my friend can have some alone time with this girl. Now, he's in his own house, this guy, all right? So this is a nice step, all right? So I'm upstairs in my room when I start hearing loud moans. This is bad news for me. But great news for my friend, because he's losing his virginity to a girl he really likes. I hear stirring in the next room, and I know that their bout of loud lovemaking has woken my parents. The last thing I want is for my confused father to walk in on my friend fucking some girl in our basement. So what do I do? I quickly go to Pornhub, click on the first video I see, crank that shit to 100 on my speakers and let it play for the full 3 minutes that my buddy ended up lasting. My dad ended up coming into my room, discovering the source of the noise, or so he thought, and I even threw in some fapping motions under the covers and before he awkwardly left. My buddy ended up having the best night of his life. But Jesus, there was some awkward glances exchanged between my parents and I the next morning at breakfast.
Yes, that is ultimate wingman material. That's
quick thinking, man. That's what that is. That is incredibly quick thinking.
That's quick thinking, and like just the willingness to take. Like, that's a pretty big bullet to take, man.
That's a big bullet to take.
You have to let your dad discover. And you're not even doing anything. Oh, fuck sakes. Like, that's the worst part about it.
I know, but now he...
That's the worst part. He's like, I know.
Yeah.
Poor bastard.
That's brilliant.
But here, that's strange in the first place. Like, bringing a girl over to another person's
house. It is kind of weird, yeah.
To do the deed. But here, look at America. Basements.
I know. That's it. Yeah. There you go. I hear you cracking open a drink there. What you got, D? What you got? What are you drinking?
This week, the podcast is brought to you by Pepsi Max Cherry.
Oh, nice.
Pick up a penguin today.
Nice.
I wish we were brought to you by Pepsi Max Cherry. You got deep pockets over there at Pepsi, let me tell you. Do you want me to hit you up with another one, Chris?
Yeah, hit me up. Yeah.
This one's a little bit awkward, but I can relate to this one. I'm sure probably the most of us can. America, I went to get a $29 haircut, right? So
okay,
I don't know what that's. I don't think that's too unreasonable. I think that's only about like £15 or £16. Like, I know it's probably it's not too bad. $29 okay. after tax, so that's including tax, which I don't understand in America. I went to pay with my card, stuck it in, and then I remembered I had cash on me, so I clicked decline on the card reader, and then just went to pay with cash.
Okay.
All the time I'm chatting away to the woman who just had cut my hair. I handed the $40 and she looks shocked. So she looks shocked that he's handing her $40. And he kind of goes, I don't need any change. Just take that. And then she goes like,
okay.
Oh my God. Like, are you sure? And he's like, yeah. He's like, 'cause he's thinking $29. What's that? Like $11 tip. And he's like, yeah, no problem. And she's seriously. And I was like, yes, no, it's fine. Then she goes like, thank you so, so much. This is literally going to buy me and my kids dinner tonight. And then he was like, all right. That's a bit
hang
strange.
On. So, hang on. Yeah.
No, wait. Okay, we'll get there.
Okay.
We'll get there.
Okay, yeah, go on.
He's like, well, she must just get really bad tips or something. Like, this must be the first good tip she's gotten in a while. Whatever, don't worry about it. He walks on out the door. And then she stops and she says, oh, wait a second, your card transaction timed out. And you need to reinsert it to make it go through.
Yeah.
And then this is when he realized that she had thought that he paid by card and then handed her a $40 tip. And when he realized that, he had to go back.
Oh, no, he didn't. Oh, he had to go back. Jesus.
Of course he didn't, Chris. He says, this is the story of the time I paid $70 for a $29 haircut.
Oh, so what
he
went back,
he put his card in, he paid the £29.
That's kind of wholesome, D. That's yeah, wholesome. I know. Like, yeah, that's real nice. Just down to like an error, really. Wow, that's really nice. I like that. That's like, a nice story.
He went to tip $11. He ended up tipping $40. But something like that happened to me. I forget how we managed it, but something like that happened to me where I was like, what did I do? It was like Christmas time, we were getting a meal, and I was going to pay by card, and I said, just put, I said, I was going to round up to something, like maybe it was like £31 or something like that, and I said, round it up to 40 for a tip. But the way it was interpreted was, pay for it and then add a £40 tip.
Oh, for
and she
fuck's
was like,
sake.
All right. And she was like adding it in, and then she showed me, and I was like, "No,
that's not what
like,
I meant."
She had thankfully she hadn't just assumed and like put it in. She was like, "Is that right?" She kind of knew that.
Yeah.
Does he mean £40 tip or does he mean this? I was like, "No." And then I did not do what this guy did.
Dangerous game.
Had that waitress said to me, like, oh my God, this is going to feed my kids tonight, obviously I was going to fucking pay it, but like, it was not quite
it's almost guilt tripping you by just being honest. You know, they're just saying something honest and wholesome, and you're like, ah, fuck.
It's because America are so fucked up. They don't pay waitresses and stuff like enough to survive. They rely on
the proper
tips,
wage.
So at that point,
yeah.
It's like,
yeah. Yeah. Tip your waiters. Make sure and tip. Even here, I would tip, D. Even, like, here, back, like, you know, where you don't have to tip. Like, if it's good service, like you said there, like, service. I'm just going to round it up and be like, there you go.
Exactly. You know? I think over here, it's more a case of if you get good service, you tip. But in America, if you get bad service, you tip.
You tip 10%.
And if you get good service, you tip better.
You tip 20%. You know, yeah, exactly. You know, yeah.
Because like over here, like
that extent, I'm not saying just tip 10% either. I honestly don't know the way your tipping service works.
Oh,
they were just figures in my head. Yeah,
like
10, 15, 20%.
Like coffee, I don't get coffee, but if I were to get a coffee, I don't think I'd be tipping a coffee every time. But if it was like $3.70 for a coffee, and I'd give £4, I'd be like, yeah, that's fine. But like, I don't think I'd be going out of my way to tip for something you do like that. But if I go for a meal
and
I get good service, I'm happy to tip like a fiver or a ten or whatever it is.
But I'm normally happy in most places, D, if I ever pay with cash, which is rare. I rarely pay with cash. But if I do, and like they're going to hand me back like chains, I don't know, like under 70, 60p, I'm like throwing it in the box.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm normally just like throwing it into the box. you know.
True. The box, which is the like, box gets a lot of action over here compared to the tips.
Yeah, the box.
But if they have a little tip jar,
it's normally like, yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah. Sorry. Yeah, you're right.
The box being over here is like a What is it like a? It's just like a donation box for like a certain charity that's normally set up in a different store.
Yeah,
can be anything, any kind of charity. Yeah, but that's it. Well, I also have an equally wholesome piece of story. This one revolving around dumping, and how you can take over the world using just dumping.
Good.
Would you like to hear?
Yes, immediately.
Before I begin, I'd like to. Retract my statement that is not wholesome at all. But anyway, so this came about from the question that was thrown on Reddit. If you were sentenced to, say, 10 plus years in jail, what would you do with your time? This was the response, this guy's response, okay? So I would go into the most crowded room, the dinner hall maybe. Then I would squat out a shit right in the middle while maintaining eye contact with anyone I could, marking my territory. And who's going to tackle a dude squatting out a deuce? Anyway, I would likely get disciplined for that, but I would continue to do it at any opportunity I got. I would do it in a shared cell if I had one as well. Then, when I feel I'd made it clear that this was my town, I'd get myself a shiv. Nothing fancy, just a reliable shanking tool. I'd go around eating other people's food and shanking anyone who tried to stop me. starting to make a name for myself now. People are going to know who runs shit around here. Pretty soon, even the guards would be wary of me. Probably leave me to do my own thing. No one is going to want to get stabbed over a couple of French fries. Once I made a name for myself as Dawn of the Jail, I'd unite all factions. Asians, whites, blacks, Nazis, Crips and Bloods, Triads. They'd all join to make one super gang with me at the head. Then eventually, we'd make the break. No way a prison can stop a full-scale breakout if it's properly planned and executed, with each individual working as part of a unit. Then we'd go to the nearest town and pop out shits at every public area, while keeping eye contact, of course. Then private areas, like houses and such, make the population know that we run this town. After repeating the prison process and making an entire town a part of my gang, we'd go to the nearest city, dropping deuces everywhere. You know the drill. Then, the world.
I mean, hey, he's got a plan. I thought that was
it. He's got a plan. That's all he has.
The most important part of all of it, though, is the eye contact.
Is the eye contact. He's got a point in saying who's going to tackle some dude who's taking a shit. But where I think he falters is the fact that he thinks that once he gets a shiv, he can just walk around shivving people.
Shiv, shiv, shiv. Shank, shank, shank. Like, it's no big deal.
Eventually,
like,
the guards wouldn't even stop him. Yeah, that's brilliant. But I like the fact that, like, yeah, we're all in prison. Let's all plan a full-scale breakout.
Yeah, you know? They'll not be able to stop all of us, like.
If anything, and recent news like Capitol Hill has taught us that these things can be achieved, D. All you need are numbers.
It's like,
you know?
What do you call it? My other favorite part about that is that he kind of, his like reasoning for the shiv is that he could just go and take like a couple, like a bit of food off everyone's plate. Because no one's going to like get stabbed over a few French fries. And I think he's right. It's just like, he's not going to come take it all. Just like, for an apple. I'm gonna take your apple, or I'm gonna shiv you. Like, it's like, why not just take the whole thing? Like, you know, he's gonna be respecting of people's need to eat. Who is that? Do we have the lines in him? Is that OJ's lawyer?
Yeah, it's Tim Tam Gaming.
There you go. He's a gamer. Yeah. And they say video games don't affect kids. I don't know.
Okay. Yeah. Have you got anything? Another one for me, or
I got another one, which is kind of funny. I like this one when I read it.
Okay.
My girlfriend was about to take a shower, and was seriously getting her hustle on because she was getting out of her like kit. So I guess she was like running or something. She was working out. So she was making proper fucking haste for the tub, and I realized that all of her defenses were down. important to note. Hang on. Household.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yep.
Go ahead.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. You covered it. You covered it. It's fine. I'm caught up.
Okay. In my household, bear asses are hunted down and terminated with extreme prejudice. So, I went for the mother of all ass slaps. It was completely undefended territory, and I was intending to create a masterpiece. I was aiming for that initial dull thwack and the resultant perfect, satisfying vibrato, complete with concentric ass flesh ripples a la that glass of water in Jurassic Park. That's what we're thinking of.
Fucking hell. Okay. This is the mother of all ass slaps. Yeah.
I made contact and immediately discovered the real reason for her hurry. My girlfriend was on the second day of her period.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Fuck.
This guy just has a way with words. I love this. I learned the term arterial spray from the TV show Dexter and have now found its southern companion. I was reeling. Jesus. She was reeling. Did I say Bloody Mary 3 times in the mirror before spanking that ass? I couldn't remember. Fortunately, its trajectory such was so that most of the menstruation creation splattered handily in the bathtub, including... The clot. Unfortunately, our bath mat did not escape entirely unharmed. Its cleaning was immediately and firmly relegated to the boyfriend work. And then he mentions, as an aside, has anyone seen The Thing? Good movie. Fucking hell.
Fuck's sakes.
Yeah, I lost it when I read arterial spray. I was just like, for fuck's sakes.
Yeah.
I can only imagine. Uh-huh.
That's incredible. Holy shit. The mother of all ass slaps. Yeah. That's brilliant.
They hunted down that's with brilliant. Extreme prejudice.
Yeah.
Guy was a bit of a wordsmith. I think we should have him on the podcast.
Yeah. What was that username? Sorry.
I didn't get the usernames. I didn't go as far as you, Chris. I was really slacking this week.
I had one there. I don't seem to have it. Give me one second.
I do have another one, which is kind of... it's a bit of a long one, but like, there's quite a bit of good wordmanship in here as well.
Okay.
Do you want me to run through this one then while you're getting the last one?
Yes.
Okay. So this begins up. He's saying he's going to have to give some context here so that he looks like less of an idiot. Though he does thoroughly assure you that he is in fact an idiot. He's writing obviously this a while ago. He says, about 10 minutes ago I found out. About 10 goddamn minutes. I found out that a worldview I have held for my entire life is in fact not true, and apparently I'm just a weirdo. You see, whenever I exercise, something goes haywire in my brain that spikes my libido to something ridiculous. Think Jekyll and Hyde levels. It's weird for me to type because my entire life I thought that was for everyone. I legitimately thought that it was just a common thing. People exercise and as a result they get turned on. So, in my defense, how could I not think that? What are workout ads if not grr, sweat, look at this sweaty sexy body, grr. And like 30% of all porn involving women in their 30s can be summed up with, hey, you know what goes great with Pilates? Penis. I thought you people were like me, who legitimately got turned on through exercise, because why else would you advertise it like that and have so many euphemisms? The fuck is wrong with you? The fuck is wrong with you? Apparently, I was just dropped on my head too many times as a child or something. Now, this is a fuck up because as I'm typing this in real time, I'm remembering all of the times in my life I've tried to incorporate cardio into foreplay. let's do some planks in bed before we blast our triceps, but things like... things like getting a booty call and responding with like, yeah, let me do a quick workout first.
I'm only realizing now just how fucking stupid this is if there's no context. Why didn't anyone tell me this? I thought my past lovers had understood what was going on and were on the same wavelength as me. But no, I was just the fucking fool who was doing squats in the gym before sex. Do you know how many times I did that, thinking that they worked the same way and exercise also got the blood flowing and was the mother of all aphrodisiacs? Oh god, fuck. I've told them to work out too. Oh my good Jesus Christ, I can't believe I did that. God save me, I didn't know. I literally told girls I was with, thinking in my stupid brain that it would be hot if they worked out beforehand. I told them they should work out more. What the fuck was I doing? I'm literally melting in horror. I'm remembering it all. Literally thought it would do the same thing to them as it did to me. To make everything better, but instead, I'm the goddamn jackass who probably came across as herder, tone your abs before having sex with me. How the fuck did they put up with that?
How the fuck do I apologize
for that? What the fuck am I gonna do? Am I just gonna have to call them and be like, hey, yeah, Angie, I know it's been 5 years since we talked, and I know you're in a lovely relationship, but I wanted to tell you those times I tried to get us to go on a jog before sex wasn't because I thought you were fat, but because apparently something's wrong with me. It goes on in this vein for like another like two paragraphs, because he's just like,
that's brilliant.
His life
that's
has brilliant. Ended because of this like dawning realization.
Like, I mean, he did have a point though. Like, it releases endorphins, but not the way he's planning on it. Like,
not the way like go for a jog before sex.
Jog, yeah, that's brilliant. Where you go? Just an easy breezy 5K here before we lay.
Oh yeah, that's brilliant. Absolutely, yeah.
Oh, that's fucking. Oh fuck.
He sounds like a fitness nut, doesn't he? He sounds like he's just like.
Yeah, I mean, I was just thinking this guy must be like. This guy must be really fucking really fit. Like,
that's what I'm thinking. If that's how it works for him, he must just be in the gym 24/7.
Yeah, no. Okay, I've got my last one, but it's kind of like it's one person's story and then followed up by the comment of another person's story, all relating around the same thing. It's not necessarily funny as it is kind of gross, but it is kind of funny because I laughed at this. Anyway, this one comes from Palm Tree McGee. I love usernames. We used to do an episode just looking at usernames. So I was in the line for funnel cakes at Six Flags for a friend's birthday. So funnel cakes is just kind of a sweet treat. And Six Flags, I think, is pretty sure like a big like park. I'm pretty sure is what Six Flags is in America. Yeah. I begin to feel a rumble deep in my bowel, which young me believed was a fart brewing. I went up to my friend, bent over, and let one rip. Mm-mm. The sensation I felt immediately caused me to penguin walk to the bathroom while my friends were keeled over in laughter. I had to discard the underwear I was wearing and went on to spend the next 4 hours riding the rides commando. The chafing afterwards is what you'd expect to be. Never trust a fart. But then, from Deviant Ska writes, one of my friend's brothers stayed the night at, this isn't my story, sorry, one of my friend's brother, he stayed the night at someone's house and the next day he was taking his bike home. He said about halfway home, he started to feel it coming on and he knew he had to get home quick. It was winter time and he booked it over a hill. On the way down, he hit a patch of ice and wrecked himself.
Oh no.
When he hit the ground, caused his bowels to let loose and he shat everywhere. I'm talking liquid beer shit. It ran down his pants leg and he was laying there covered in snow and shit. The funniest part is it didn't snow anymore, so there was a big shit stain on that part of the sidewalk for a few days after.
Oh man. All I can imagine is like pure white snow, untouched, you know, just like a beautiful, snowy, perfect morning, and then this fucking brown patch of shit.
But then, so I'll finish this one up with another comment from Nar Butta. who says, my entire family got food poisoning one Thanksgiving. My brother and I were each laying on couches opposite each other, watching TV and throwing up into separate trash cans. All of a sudden, it just kind of happened. I shit my pants. I full on shit my pants. Not just a little.
I don't know why that's
I'm talking all of the shit. So much shit that it soaked through immediately to my jeans. My brother was now laughing so hard that he had a fresh puking fit as I headed to clean myself up. I took a nice hot shower and went back to my couch where my brother was still puking and laughing about what I did. He then shit his pants. Can you imagine the stank in that room, D?
It's just so funny the way it's like, all of a sudden, I shit my pants. Like, it just happened in a moment. It's just like that.
Yeah. Yeah. That's brilliant. I love hearing true stories.
Oh, yeah.
They're like, fucking great.
Some people really just have a way of telling them. Like, and like, when you get to reiterate that's it, like, that over the internet.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic. So thank you, Reddit. Thank you.
Do you know what would be weird, Chris, if someone who wrote one of those stories for somehow was listening and like heard it and they were like, that's my
story. That'd be fantastic.
If
that's
the case, I sincerely think that's going to happen.
I would love for you to come on the podcast and tell us that story. Tell us your story in your own words, because there's obviously bits that you're going to add to it. But yeah, that'd be fantastic. I'm sure we have plenty of stories we could tell from over the years, Dee, but that's a separate episode for us. I think
check
it's
out
about
our
time
high
then
school
we move
memories,
on. To
Chris, if you want to get a taste of that, we have that.
Yeah, we do indeed. Just a taster. We should do another episode like that sometime soon, Dee. Just talking about old stories and shit. Because people enjoyed that one. I think it was mm-hmm. one of our more relatable episodes. It's kind of hard to relate to serial killers and crime sprees and whatnot. So, but yeah, let's finish up with some personal with the podcasty. Well, we just talk a little bit about what we got up to over the weeks. Forgive me again, I've been so absent on Empty Promises page. I haven't actually asked for any community questions to come in, but I will get on that for next week. I promise. I'm putting it in the diary now. So.
Put it in the diary. Get it.
Yeah. So, do you want to tell me what you get up to this week, Dee?
Oh, fuck. Let me think. You know, not much, Chris. Not much. That's always the fucking answer.
Yeah.
Have I done anything, like, interesting? I don't really think I have. Right, I got a watch. Got a watch.
You got a watch?
Smartwatch.
Oh, look at that. Look at that bling, bro. That is super nice. Very nice.
Yeah, it's you know, it's a watch.
Yeah,
I was surprised by just how much of a watch it is, and you kind of think smartwatches have all these features, and it does, but primarily, it's used for a watch.
It's like, just a watch.
It can track your steps, and it can do all those things, like, and it does. And I look and I see it, and I'm like, oh, that's good to know. But
yeah,
you know that
you're
that's
still
good
just
to know,
using it as a watch. Yeah,
primarily the amount, like, if you take the percentage of times that you look at it, it's just the watch, and I'm like, did I need this?
Mm-hmm.
Then I'm like, nah, fuck it, it's cool, it's weird, why not?
That's it. Like, I was after a watch D for about a year and a half, like a good watch that I could wear for running as well as everyday wear. Mm-hmm. And this year, like at Christmas, my parents got me a great Garmin Forerunner. And it comes with, you can't see that in that light. It comes with like a heart rate monitor and the whole lot. And I've been tracking all of my workouts and stuff on it. And like you say, it's a watch. And it's an incredible watch. It tells the time. Outside of running, do I ever wear the watch? No. No, I never check the time. I never wear it. I wear it only for my runs. And I kind of think then when I see you, I'm like, my wrists are so naked, I need a watch. But it's there. I just don't wear it.
At least you do put it on for the run, though, because that's my thing, is that I would...
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Things like that you kind of like, oh, I need to do this before I can go and do a run. I don't go running ever, right? But I would go for... I have to walk the dogs. It's nice to know, you know...
Mm-hmm. Steps.
How many steps you're doing, you know, heart rate and stuff
absolutely,
like that.
Absolutely,
it's kind of interesting. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, if it's not something that I wear all the time, like, I will never have the presence of mind to go get that before we go for the walk. I'll just go, and then I'll be on the walk, and I'll go... Fuck, I wish I had brought that.
Forgot my watch.
Even on my phone, I wish I had started the step tracker, but I always forget. But when it's on your wrist, and it's literally attached to you, then, you know, that goes away, which is kind of nice. Would you need, like, a watch? Like, would you, like, some people, like, really like their watches. Like, not smartwatches or electronic things, but, like, actual mechanical.
Yeah, yeah.
Sort of metallic and silver watches and stuff like that.
Yeah. I appreciate the look of a really nice watch. Like, I appreciate it. Like, if I was maybe getting, like, dressed up for, like, I don't know, something. Yeah, I don't know, a dinner or a wedding or something. It's nice to have just that little bit of a nice accessory. Other than that, I don't really care. I don't care about time too much. You know?
Time,
it's...
I don't agree with it, you know? It's always working against me, so fuck it. I don't want to know anything about
it. It's kind of weird as well, but like even from lockdown, from like last year, it's like you don't really have to know the time as much, you know? I've almost got myself into like a set pattern where I know I'll do this first in the morning, then I do this, or maybe work or whatever, and then I have gym in the afternoon and blah, blah, blah. But I don't necessarily need to know, like, bang on, 12 o'clock, okay, this is what I'm doing, blah, 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 you know? Mm-hmm. It's weird.
Oh, yeah.
Time just doesn't seem to really matter. What was that? Like, what is that saying? No amount of money ever bought a second of time or something like that?
That's true, yeah. That is very true.
Yeah. There you go.
You should think of your time as money. You should think of your time as, like, I'm going to go and do this thing. If I was working, that would get me... you know, X amount of money. Is it worth it?
Yeah.
You should think of that because your time is much more valuable than your money.
Yeah. Yeah. That's it. Yeah. There you go. Wise words coming from Empty Promise this week, D. Jesus. Incredibly wise words.
We're incredibly deep, thoughtful people.
Philosophical. Incredibly,
incredibly modest as well. I'm quite humble.
Yes. Yeah, we are. We are incredibly modest people, D. I don't know why we would ever feel the need to be unmodest.
No.
Unmodest? Is that even a word? I don't know. do you want to know the absolute whale of a time I had this week, D? I cleaned my computer and my hard drive. I organized it.
Ah, very nice. Oh, okay. I actually thought you physically meant cleaning it, like as in like, you took it out and dusted it and stuff.
Well, I kind of did that too. I gave it a quick wipe. Right. But there's only so much cleaning of a hard drive you can kind of do, I guess.
Yeah, no, but I thought, because we recently had to take our computers apart and go in and remove the dust. Mm. And we had to take the hard drive out of the computer, dust it, put it back, you know, the internal hard drive.
Yeah.
We had to do all that.
Yeah.
Because owning pets, things get dusty as all hell in there.
Yeah, no, I know the feeling. I this week, D, I set up my new desk setup. I think I showed you a picture of that.
Looks very nice, Chris.
It's getting there. It's not finished yet. There's a couple more bits and pieces I want for it, just to finish the setup. But it's weird because I had it set up and I stood back and I was looking at it and I was like, what's the one thing that's missing? And I was like, I would love a computer on this desk. Don't know why. I would just love a computer. I have no need for a computer. I have a very powerful laptop that does everything I need it to do. But I can't get it out of my head that I want a computer.
Get yourself, get yourself a laptop stand and an additional monitor, keyboard, mouse, and you have a computer. And then you can take the laptop away and you have it on the go. And then when you want it, you put it up on its wee stand, you set it up,
That's
put
a nice
the screen
idea.
Beside it. You got dual screen, then you got a dedicated keyboard, mouse, and your portable.
That's a nice idea, yeah.
You know, you got it all. Get the best of both worlds.
Especially like yesterday I was setting up for... So I took the Elgato out again for like the first time in fucking years to start doing some recording. And I was just setting everything up and I was like, oh, it'd be so much easier if I just had like a computer just built in there that I could just hook everything up and everything would run smoothly as one. But no, yeah, we're getting there. I had the Elgato out yesterday, like I said. I played a little bit of... Well, I didn't... This is the thing. I didn't actually play anything yesterday. I've just been running over the settings. And those old Tomb Raider games on Steam... There's a lot of fuckery with some of them, trying to get like the best settings, and there's like a load of different patches, like if you want like the nicest pictures and stuff. So that's what I spent my day doing. I've got like 4 of the 5 of them up and running extra smooth, so I just need to get the last one today and then I'm good to go.
You're gonna start Maybe we see some Tomb Raider footage on the channel. Who knows?
I think so, maybe. I think just with this year, especially being like the 25 years of Tomb Raider, I'd like to do something to mark the occasion, you know? Big part of my gaming catalog in life is Tomb Raider, like, so.
Yeah. In your formative years, it was an influence in your formative years, Tomb Raider.
That's exactly what it was, D. That's a lovely way of putting it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What else did you get up to this week? Anything?
Man, like, yeah, not really.
You were back home. You were back home, Derry Noose.
I whipped out the bow for a bit yesterday.
Did you?
That was, yeah, because I had a real hankering for that, and I can't wait to get set up
in the
house because we'll have freedom to kind of use that up there. I can't use it here in Belfast because we have like houses either side of us.
Yeah, explain a little bit as well, just for those listening that don't understand. You've made yourself a fucking really awesome bow and arrow.
I did make a bow a few years ago, and it's still kicking about somewhere. And like, yeah, it was a kind of like really cool process. You can just take a plank of wood, and you can kind of like plane it down. And then like, you can get it bending at the limbs and you can make a bow. And that's what I did. I thought that was really cool. I did that before I'd ever fired a bow in my life, like properly.
Yeah, yeah.
I did that just as a project. And then I started firing. And then I realized that the one I'd made was very low draw weight. So like when you pulled it right the way back to like, you know, the length, you know, your draw distance, it was only about like,
yeah,
like everyone's measured in pounds. For these things,
pounds
or something like
pounds per square inch or pressure or something, yeah.
No, just pounds, like just pounds of weight.
Just pounds.
It's really weird. It's like you kind of pull it back the way you do it. You know, like if you had like a something for measuring your bags, you're going on a plane.
Yes. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Like
if you just did that instead of pulling, you know, you just pull the string back with one of those. It'll tell you how much weight is actually being generated.
So, did you buy a bow?
Yeah, I bought a bow that was like 35 pounds, which was a lot more. But then that way you can actually fire like at decent speeds.
Where'd you buy that from?
I bought that like 2 years ago, man, as well. I bought it on like some archery website. And then it was kind of...
Do me a favor and... Send me a picture of it, will you? And because we've been talking about doing stuff like that. Because like we live, as you know, like on the forest, and there's so like we have some amount of like play space there for stuff like that. That could be something cool to do if I had something decent to fire.
It's a really fucking it's a nice like little thing. It's like almost like shooting, except with something a lot less lethal.
Yeah,
a lot less lethal. So like,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
it's
yeah,
kind of
yeah.
fun. And it's always about, you know, getting precision.
If you get
and
with an arrow,
more, like,
you're gonna know it.
Yeah. True.
Yeah,
and like you can get like you know you can get compound bows which are like fucking 80 pounds of like draw weight, which like if you fire that's a lot, man. Like if you were to pull 80 pounds back, like you might I don't even know if you could. Could you lift 80 pounds like up with one arm? What's 80 pounds?
80 pounds. What is that? Like 30 kilo, 35 kilo, something like that?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know.
So when you're pulling it on like the...
Yeah, when you're pulling it on like that plane.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's kind of harder as well. It's not just like lifting up.
Yeah.
But you have to do
that. I can imagine, yeah.
But then these compound bows, because you don't have to hold that, it's kind of, you feel it when you pull back, but once you get to full length... There's like little mechanisms in it which hold it, so you can fire those like accurately, pretty much. Like, so I've seen those,
oh,
and they're
yeah,
like,
nice.
Man, if you had one of those and you hit something with it, like, you could fucking kill. Like, obviously, people go hunting with these things, like, you know, Joe Rogan, those fuckers, like, so
yeah,
it's insane the power. You
get oh, it's one of those bows. Oh, like, yeah,
no,
I know
I
the bows you're talking
those.
About now. Yeah, yeah,
I don't have one of those though. Like,
yeah,
that's
no, no, that, yeah, but I know
big
the one
bucks,
you're talking
but
about.
Yeah.
Holy fuck. Yeah, we were actually recently into picking up a .22 rifle, which is like, but and this is to anybody listening that may be able to help me with getting a one of those 0.22. It's like the lever arch, the lever, not lever arch, but lever. What's that? Load mechanism thing. You know, like the. It looks like a Winchester rifle. Yeah. One of those. If anybody can help me acquire one of those in Northern Ireland, please help me out with that. I would be forever grateful. For the same thing, just target practice is the only thing I want it for. But there's like conditions like around here, like you got to own land and stuff and all that kind of stuff. But it's one of those would be awesome to
own. I think if you go across the border, it's a lot easier.
Is it? Yeah.
I think so, because I remember the time we went ages ago for Liam's birthday. We went to one of them firing ranges outside of Blaney.
Yeah, and they were you were saying that.
They were like, you can get them in the north. It's like you need a purpose. They're like, why do you need a gun? It's like,
yeah.
So a lot of the times you're just saying for target practice isn't enough. So in the north, it's like you need to have land and you need to have a purpose. You're like, I'm hunting rodents or I'm hunting pests
on my land. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
So that's why there's that background. But in the south, I think you're allowed to own it for the purpose of just shooting it, you know, for
okay,
shooting practice, okay, whatever. Yeah. But I think you might have to keep it at the range rather than at home in those circumstances.
Oh, fuck, right, okay. Okay, that's pretty weird, but okay. I'll look into that, actually. Anybody listening, if you can at all help me, I don't care where in the world you are, but if you know anything about this kind of stuff, help me out, please.
Anyone listening, do everything that you can to prevent Chris from getting a gun, because we're all very worried. We're all very concerned. especially in Northern Ireland, I think it makes sense to make it kind of tough to get a gun, because we just don't have the best history honest with you.
With weapons, no, and guerrilla warfare, it wouldn't be a great thing. But yeah, that's, I'm trying to think if I got up to anything else. I got some nice pizza yesterday, treated myself to some nice pizza.
Where'd you go, Chris?
I just went Domino's. They have a tremendous deal on at the minute where once you spend £15 or more, you get 50% off. Like, hello? Like, obviously I'm going to do that.
Money?
So I got two pizzas naturally. Yeah, this is it. Like, they couldn't be made. Like, well, I suppose the cost of making a pizza is probably pence to them. And there's Domino's is expensive. Like, you know, for a pizza, it's fucking expensive. So, but I got two of those yesterday, and I have at least 3/4 of one sitting downstairs. So I'm going to have some nice leftover pizza after this.
Awesome.
For some lunch. Yeah. I think that's really it. The desk project kind of took up a good portion of my days, despite the fact my dad did like the painting and all in my room, because he's real good at that stuff. So I just let him work away, and then we actually, do you know this is cool, I'll send you a picture of this actually, D, but do you know the drawers, like the Alex IKEA drawers, right?
Uh-huh.
Like, yeah, you have, yeah, like you and Laura would have, you know, the way the desk sits on top of them and you can get little spacers.
Yes.
I don't have one on me, but the little spacers, and it kind of raises the desk up maybe like 3 or 4 inches. Well, I didn't have enough of those, so we decided to utilize the fact that we live in a forest, and we cut down a big long log and peeled it all back, and then my dad chopped it up into like 4-inch like round.
Yeah.
And now I've got those supporting my desk all the way around. It looks like the wood effect on the drawers looks really, really cool.
That's nice. Real rustic.
Yeah, very rustic. Very rustic. I like that. Yeah. So that's what I did.
Next thing you know, we'll be making a desk out of those logs. But
yeah, I know. You never know. I think that's pretty much all I get up to this week. Not a very exciting week. Overly exciting week. We're just getting January behind us, and now we're starting into February. So hopefully by next week, I'll be able to say that we might have some kind of new video on the channel or something like that.
Oh yeah, a bit of Tomb Raider, perhaps, or maybe something else. Who knows?
Yeah, who knows? Who knows? Indeed,
Chris. I've got a new tagline for our podcast, which I think you might like.
Oh, hang on. Let me get my page open for this one.
Because I was thinking, right, like our whole shtick is Empty Promise Podcast, because we tend to commit to things
that we don't necessarily follow through on. For example, you know, new video on the channel in February, you know, may or may not happen, right? And that's where Home of the Empty Promise comes out of. But I was thinking, right? We build on that, Chris. Is
okay.
Empty Promise podcast, right?
Yeah.
Where our content is as good as our word. You like that? I like that. But then I don't want to send the wrong message either, which is that we're not good. Because I think we're okay. You know, I think we're pretty good. I don't know if our word is.
I'm just writing that down. That, yeah, I'll mention this to you after the podcast. I've got something just in mind. But that's that. I love that. Where our content is as good.
You could see that written up on the wall, couldn't you?
I really could. Where our content is as good as our word. I love that, D. That's terrific. I think we should put that on the header. We've got a couple now that we've got. Yeah. Sickeningly likable. Where our content is as good as our word. Home of the Empty Promise. What was the other one? We had another one.
Fuck, I don't know. Come for the game, stay for the truth.
That was that's the fucking OG one, man. Holy shit.
Exact gaming, boys.
Yeah, boys. No, all I got is rebrands. I can't think of the actual tag, but there was another one. Can't think of it. Doesn't matter. It's gone. The moment's gone. It's vanished. I am looking forward to the day though that we can meet up again, D, and sit around the table together. It's going to be a truly special episode.
Meet again. Don't know.
And we'll get a guest back on.
Don't know. What? No. What? Those beautiful. High notes, boy, they're murder. They're out literal murder.
You're getting them. You're getting them.
I'm working on them.
That's all I got for this week's episode, D. That was nice. That was short. That was sweet. Keeping the people enthralled with us and up to date with our lives until next week. Until we can bring them another big story. Mm-hmm. Which is coming next week. Remember, you can find the video version over at youtube.com/EmptyPromisePodcast or the audio, which is available on any podcast hosting service. If you are listening to us somewhere that you can give us a rating, a thumbs up, a like, a comment, whatever it is, please do so. It helps us out tremendously. And if you're watching us on YouTube, hit that subscribe button. Tell your friends about us. Even if they just come over to the channel, hit that subscribe button and leave again. You don't even have to turn on the notifications. Just hit the subscribe button and leave.
Don't even watch it. Just subscribe and then do your own thing. Don't worry about it.
Do what most people do and check out the Instagram account, because I normally post up the most interesting bits from the podcast straight to Instagram. Anyway,
No. There's way more in the actual podcast. You gotta listen. If you're listening to this, then you've literally done. Like, you've listened the whole way through, or you skipped to the end. But either way, that's dedication, because, you know, you're giving us your full attention span, so we appreciate that.
Thank you, everybody who has tuned in this week. We hope it finds you well. And do you want to add anything, Dee?
Just thank you very much for listening.
Yep. Well, I guess then all I have to do is say that we will see you all next week for episode 120. We'll see you all bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. Goodbye and God bless.